Our Weaver Appliance text line, one way to do that, 330-339-9399. Social media may be another way. And email, which now I understand, Michelle, once you have your own email here, there's no turning back. It's Michelle with one L, everybody, at WTUZ.com. Welcome her. Send her well wishes.
Yes.
Tell her she's doing a great job. And anything else you want to send her. News tips, too, that may be helpful there.
Yes, that would be
if you
great.
Want those. Eric at WTUZ.com as well. Hey, working in the media business, we all know copyright infringement, it's a big deal, right? And plagiarism, that kind of thing. We've all been schooled and taught on that and in the lessons of that. But there are some pretty notable musicians who were in a lawsuit right now, which is interesting. Get this, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, and Ed Sheeran, right? In the middle of a lawsuit. Now, there's their song, The Rest of Our Life, Tim and Faith duet, okay? Which they released back in October of 2017. Problem is, some songwriters from Australia filed a lawsuit in New York back on January the 10th, alleging that that song, The Rest of Our Life, was stolen from one of their songs, which was a hit in Australia in 2016. Now, they wrote the song, they claim, in 2014, and they say the song that they wrote, When I Found You, and Tim and Faith's song, which Ed Sheeran wrote, The Rest of Our Life, is blatant copying of their hit, which, like I said, they wrote back in 2014. Note for note, original elements of the song, it can't be denied in one of the statements they filed there in court. So,
is it like the same lyrics or the melody?
I'm going to have you be the judge here. Okay, you ready for this? Here's the Tim and Faith song.
Okay.
Rest of your life, or rest of our life, excuse me. All right, this is how it goes. Get familiar with it. I'm not going to play it all, obviously. Lawsuit out there right now.
It's pretty.
Saying they stole this song.
Sitting with you in a dark room.
A lot of people don't know Ed Sheeran helped write this song. Well, I say right now in quotations.
You know there's just something about you.
So you get the gist of it, right?
Got it.
Tim and Faith, Rest of Our Life. Ed Sheeran, one of the writers on this song.
I got something to run past you.
Okay, here's the what folks are calling the original, especially these people that filed the lawsuit. This is a hit in Australia in 2016 by a female by the name of Jasmine Ray. Now, obviously, she didn't write it. She just performed it. So you heard Tim and Faith right there.
Mm-hmm.
Any relation here between the two songs?
Oh, wow.
Come on, right? Just keep listening for a minute.
Today I held flowers.
Oh, for sure.
I know, right? Like, what if they're trying to pass this off as their own? Really?
Wow, that's bad.
Strange, right? Hold on.
I made a promise.
Tim and Faith. Right? And then the accuser.
Wow.
You're weird, right?
That's crazy.
So we'll see what happens with this lawsuit. Ed Sheeran apparently wrote a letter to the judge saying, there's no way, I didn't even know this song existed. The song I wrote is original and
today
independent, its own
flowers.
Composition. So we'll
he's
see.
He's heard that song before.
You think he's lying?
For sure.
Kind of hard to, I mean, you hear the two songs.
I made a promise.
You guys,
I mean, I would be upset
judge.
If I put my time and effort into making that. And if it was a hit song and then you find out.
Those songwriters are asking for $5 million.
Whoa.
Plus all royalties they made from that song. And
dang.
Asking for that wrong to be made right.
Wow.
$5 million, that'll get you through the rest of your life, right? Just like the song says, huh? No, I'm just kidding. Hey, anyway, we'll see what happens. I'm sure that lawsuit, listen, things like this, it's not a wham-bam, thank you, ma'am kind of thing. It'll take some time. Do we figure out if there was any wrongdoing from the red-headed man himself from overseas, Ed Sheeran? Now, Tim and Faith, who knows if they knew or not? They were probably just pitched the song and said, yeah, hey, we'll record that, put it on our album.
innocent.
Normally, it's kind of how it works sometimes. Hey, we both have kids, right?
Yes.
Bath time is an enjoyable, lovely...
Oh, so fun.
Not for us. I mean, listen, we don't get times to take baths. It's quick shower,
no,
in and out.
Right.
We mean for the kiddos, obviously.
Right.
Bath time can be fun. You have bath toys. You have kids splashing in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Parents, you're in the splash zone, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, a recent study, it's recent study time, by the way, for folks who love recent studies. Some scientists from not only here in the U.S., but Switzerland recently put out some facts that say those rubber duckies that you use during bath time are quite dirty after all. You know?
I've heard about that.
We've kind of suspected it for a while. They smell a little mildewy here and there if they get a little old. Those rubber duckies, they say they have some nasty bugs on them. Researchers counted the microbes swimming inside those toys.
Oh, I don't want to know.
And say that the murky liquid that's released when the ducks are squeezed, you know how when you squeeze a duck, squirt the water out, contain potentially pathogenic bacteria, which, listen, those words right there, pathogenic and then bacteria, it's not a good thing. They revealed that in 4 out of 5 rubber duckies, that they really did this study. I mean, they got kids in a bathtub and squirted water out of these rubber duckies. Can you imagine grown adults just, you know, rubber ducky after rubber ducky, squeezing. Hey, the bacteria they found include Legionella and then also Pseudomonas. Now, listen, the harder they are to pronounce, I'm sure the deadlier that they are. I had to phonetically spell out that second one. It's the first study of its kind, the yucky ducky study.
No.
Is what they're calling it. Yeah.
See, here's my theory. I mean, when we were growing up, we had rubber duckies.
We sure did.
And we're fine. I mean...
Are we?
I mean, that's to be determined, I guess.
Are we really?
But, I mean, it's... Just be smart.
Now, if folks are wondering where those bacteria may come from on the rubber duckies, now, scientists say it's not the tap water... Or water that's coming right from your bath that fosters the growth of all this bacteria, if you will. Scientists said it's that low-quality plastic that a lot of these rubber duckies are made. I mean, hell, you can buy 5 of them for 99 cents, right?
Right.
They're not made the best. Those low-grade plastic materials give them kind of just what they need mixed with, you know, things like maybe... urine in a bathtub.
Oh my God.
We all know kids do it. Heck,
right.
I did it this morning.
Ew!
I peed in the shower. Sometimes you don't have no time. You got to get things moving. I was running late. I have great aim. Right down the drain.
No harm. Gosh.
No harm, no foul.
So gross.
Whatsoever. Also, sweat. We all know
Kids. Do babies really sweat?
My kids, James was squeezing out a you-know-what yesterday.
Okay.
A good old number twosie.
Okay.
And he,
thank you for
poor
that.
Little guy, he was sweating.
Oh,
I kid
gosh.
You not. He was sweating. Next time, and he works, too. It's not like a thing. He is a grunter. It hurts. I know, buddy. Sometimes it hurts. I know. And then he shoots out about 15 little we call them little moon rocks. They're like, I don't know, they're like size like that.
Got it.
Like nickel size. A bunch of them.
And then when Jackson, too little for that.
When Jackson poops, it's basically like a patty melt each and every single
time.
It's the nasty. It's the nastiest thing. Sorry to be so specific.
Oh my gosh, that's so gross.
Sorry about all that. We were talking about yucky duckies, but anyways, they say they're horrible. Wash them and just rebuy some. Throw
yes.
those rubber duckies. Just like a loofah.
Right.
Those
have a time span.
Yeah. Throw those bad boys out. I know Amazon sells, I'm sure others do too, but I've seen it on Amazon. It's the way things work now in 2018. Apparently they sell some sort of like watertight contraption to prevent mildew for baby toys. It's like one of the top 10 sellers in the
cool
baby and bath toy category there on Amazon. Just buy new rubber duckies.
Right.
I mean, listen, there's nasty stuff living in there. But anyway, sorry to give you too much info on my kids today. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Cool.
I just cannot believe
All right, we'll move on. We'll try to at least.